Nestor on Max Inc. Radio.
Transporting their audience from serenity to explosiveness with stimulating drum beats and driving bass lines, Nestor fuses imaginative synth lines with exhilarating guitar riffs with cryptic lyrics that weave a tale that only the band can tell. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you so much. That was a very flattering intro. Sometimes before an interview, I like to smell the mic and imagine all the talented breath that's been blowing into it.
Especially on that microphone. Hey, Nestor's roots in Madison go back to 2008. Tell us a little of the band's backstory and history.
Yeah. We originated from working at Zuzu Cafe in Madison.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's where I met the four original members. So Ricky, who's still in Nestor, and then we had Carl and Ryan.
And what is your name?
And I am Megan.
Hi, Megan. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio. So you guys started at the Zuzu Cafe, which I might add has a great special on Euro fries like on Thursdays. Oh, man. So in
2016, it's you guys added a drummer, Ginny Kincaid. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. So let's give the drummer some spotlight. Tell us about Ginny.
Yeah. Ginny is one of the most talented, not only musicians, she's a great drummer. She's a phenomenal guitarist, even more amazing person. Yeah, it's just amazing to be in a city that supports local music and what I consider the best music scene in the Midwest. So great pool to pick from, and Ginny's amazing.
She actually has her doctorate too. She's a singer. So we've
wow.
Yeah,
does she also play with Goldust Women?
She does. She plays with Goldust Women, and actually Shawndell Mark's here, and then I do also, Megan Hamilton.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow, we have a little all-star side band going on I did not know about.
Yeah, so that's our old ladies band.
Wow, that sounds really fun. And recently, Nestor added local superstar keyboardist from Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets, Shawndell Mark's. Tell us about your fantastic moves in free agency.
Well, actually, we were at a Gold Dust Women practice, and I had mentioned that our bassist had to kind of retire to be with his family. So I started getting texts from Shawnee, just that she might know someone who, you know, had played the bass for a little while, pretty talented musician, newer to the bass, but, you know, might be looking. So I said, sure, you know, whoever you got, if you like them, they can try out or whatever. And then she kept texting me and different messages, and then slowly I was like, wait, Shawnee, are you talking about yourself? Yeah, you can try out for Nestor. Are you kidding me? This is wonderful.
Oh, so. That's a great story. That's a great way. Kudos to you, Shawndell. That's awesome.
Kudos too for joining a band and only playing the bass for a little time and locking it in. She's been a phenomenal addition to Nestor.
Well, here's a little story. This is Shawndell now. Here's a little story. I acquired a bass guitar in my divorce settlement agreement. So I was like, I need to put this thing to good use. And I love these players. They are amazing. And it's a different kind of music than I'm used to playing. So I was just gracious that they said, yeah, come on, play with us.
But now you're playing bass or keyboards in Nestor?
Mostly bass.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
This is new foray. It's so fun. And they're very gracious.
And what kind of bass is it?
I play a Fender Mustang short scale.
Small.
Wow, how cool.
It's small. It's so small. So there's a couple songs where we swap out and I hop on bass, and I put her bass on one time, and it's too small. It looked ridiculous.
Now tell us about yourself. What's your name?
My name is Jeff. So I joined the band in late 2013. I was college roommates with the former bassist in the band. Hopped in when their synth player left, and the rest is history. I've been in the band, played guitar, bass, a little percussion, and fell in love with Megan, and we're married as well. So,
and who else is in your fabulous band?
Ricky.
Hi, Ricky.
Hey, how are you going?
Pretty good. What do you do?
So I'm one of the guitarists in the band, and one of the original members of the band.
Oh, nice. Very cool. Is there other people in the band that we haven't heard about yet?
Nope, I think that's it.
All right. Well, Nestor, their last EP, Scale the Walls, came out in 2019, and the band is writing music for a new album. Give us a teaser on the new music and when we might see it released.
Well, a good teaser. Let's see here. We've gone on a little bit of a fruit theme. I don't know. We're gonna keep writing.
A fruit theme?
Yeah. We've just like all the new songs. We're like, we should call this one strawberry or banana jam, and everything's kind of things are falling into place now. We are, you know, now that Shawnee's more acclimated with the group, and writing has been a lot of fun. I wish we had more time to do it, but I don't know. I think sometime early next year, I'd love to have some new music to present to the world.
And so Nestor is up for a MAMA Award, so congratulations for
Thank
that.
You. Thanks.
Yeah, and then you guys also have a show coming up at Burr Oak in Madison on March 15th. Who are you playing with that night?
Moon Boot will be opening up at 8 o'clock. We'll be getting on the stage at 9, and we are all there celebrating the album release for Book of Secrets by The Flavor That Kills. So we are super happy and... we love to be supporting them.
All right. Nestor, Burr Oak in Madison, March 15th. Thanks for coming in to speak with us tonight on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it. How can we keep up with all things Nestor online?
We are on Instagram, Facebook, Bandcamp, Spotify, you know, Apple Music, everything. So, but we usually, yeah. Post stuff on Facebook and Instagram. We actually just updated our merch. So we have a merch site now too where you can purchase items. So yeah, that's kind of where you can follow us.
Nestor right here on Max Inc. Radio. Coming up, Faded Places, plus an interview with The Flavor That Kills and Live in the Lair with the Civil Engineers. Right now, let's get back to local music on Max Inc. Radio with Nestor. This is 7-4 Beltline. We are local music.